Okay, we are on Daf Tes, on the bays at the two dots, about 7 or 8 lines down. We are, this next statement, we shouldn't say, is a hemshech of the statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Toras that we had on Amud Aleph, where he mentioned Mivnei Chorav Shiloi. What was the reason for the destruction of the Mishkan Shiloi? And that was for the two reasons mentioned, Gilarias and Bezayin Kodshim. And now Rabbi Yochanan ben Toras continues to mention the reason for the Chorban Bayis Rishon, and we're going to have also his statement of the Chorban Bayis Sheni. I'm going to perhaps just to mention this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Toras, as I'll say, was a ger, and when he saw that an ox was sold to him, and the ox refused to work on Shabbos, so he was Megayer, without a tremendous espilus, he was Megayer. So he's the Baal Meimra over here. And he continues and he says, Migdish Rishon, Mipnei Macharav, Mipnei Gimel Devarim Shahayu Bayu. For the three things, three Averis, which were present in the time of the Bayis Rishon. Avodah Zarah, Gilarayas, Ushvichus Damim. Avodah Zarah Dechsiv. So we quote the pasuk: Ki kotzar hamatsa mihistareya v'hamaseicha sarak hiskanes. That's going to be the end of the pasuk, which we're going to darshan also. So literally, we're on ki kotzar hamatsa mihistareya, like the bed or the couch, the cushion is too short for stretching out, and the hemshech of the pasuk that the cover is too narrow for curling up. So Rashi says, 2 lines down, mihistareya, we're going to dash on this as an atrikin, mihistarer reya acher, it should say. Meaning to stretch out another friend, another colleague. Meaning in the bayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, this place is only big enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one else. And to have lahavdil, another person there, another deity, another God, you know, this couch is too small for stretching out to bringing another Reya, another friend there. So the Gemara says, "My katsa hamatsa mihista Reya." Arma v'Edison, katsa hamatsa zeh mihista Reya lav shnei Reyim ke'echad. Meaning it's too small to have another Reya, another friend. She says, 2 lines down, shnei Reyim tzelim shemid menashe be'echol. Then you can't have another friend, another colleague, another companion, to bring in another tzelem. So if this place is too small, and Menashe was machnes a tzelem in the heichal. Now we mentioned the Hemshech HaPosek says on Masechet Tzara Kiskanes that the cover is too narrow for curling up. So we're going to dash in Tzara. I mean, Tzara means narrow. We're also going to dash in Tzara, as in like a co-wife. Rashi says, Tzara Lashon Reyus, Kishli Nashim, Le'ish Echad, V'chia Sasa Tzarasa, like it says by Chan and Penina, V'ish Lachis Le'sikach Litzrar. So we're going to dash as in like a Lashon of a co-wife. So, Amar Reb Shmuel Ben Nachmani, Ki Mata, Reb Yenison, L'haikra Bachi. Amar, Man Adachsiv Be'kenis Kaneid Me'ayam. About whom? About a Kadosh Baruch Hu that it says, that he causes like the Mei Hayam to gather together like a mound in one place. So Nasa Loi Masecha Tzara, are you going to tell me that we're even going to call an image a Tzara as if there's like any type of Shivyun, any type of similarity whatsoever between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Kaveyachol, just a molten image? I mean, why? I mean, Rabbi Yonasan would cry when he would see, like, why are we even referring to this Veloshan Tzara, implying that there's epis, some type of a dimion, some type of a comparison. Al Kopanim, we see that the Navi Yeshaya is speaking about how the time of the Bayis Rishon, because they were Machnis, a Tzelem Beheichol, and so on. It shows that Avodah Zarah was something which was prevalent in the time of the Bayis Rishon. Gilei Arayis, Dechsev, Vayomer Hashem Yan, Ki Gavu B'nei Tzion. because the Bnei Sion were they were haughty. Vatilach Nitzuyas Garan, and they went with an outstretched neck. Amisakras Inayim, they went looking and gazing with their eyes. Halach Vatafayv Tilachna, and as if they kind of like floated when they walked. Uber Agleim Takasna, and like in their feet. On their feet, to Braglehem, Takasna, they had kind of like, venom, almost. So we're going to see that this is a remez to Inyani Arayas. So we dash. Yan ki gavu b'nei Zion, there was a certain gaiva, Shohayu mahalchis arucha b'tzad katzara. So the tall ones would specifically choose smaller young ladies, smaller women, to walk next to them. This way, it would make their appearance that much more conspicuous. They would stand next to short women. Shahayu mahalchis arucha b'tzad katzara b'dafka. The tilachna natiyas gar, and they would go with an outstretched neck. Shahayu mahalchis became a skufa. Umasakras in einayim, and they would gaze. Da'avu malyin kochla einayhen. So they would put quite a lot of eye makeup in their eyes. Halach v'tafeith tilachna, and almost like when they would walk, it would be almost like as if they were floating. Shayim halcheis akiv v'tzad gudel, they would take small little steps. And Rashi elsewhere says the hayu shayev v'psiyoy sehash, they would walk very, very slowly, look as if they were just kind of drifting along, and so on. Uber agleim takasna. What do they do with their legs? That it looked like there was some type of venom, which was coming out of it. So they would put various perfumes, and they would put them in their shoes. They would kick them, umatizus alein, and they would spray them with this very strong perfume. The Bach says, "Ke'eres da'achna," like the venom of a snake. And the Mefarshim say this was the married women who did this. Otherwise, you might ask, "Where do you see it arise? Maybe it's promiscuity. Maybe it's a lack of tznius for the single girls to do it to the single boys, but you don't necessarily see it arise." And the Mefarshim say that this was referring to married women who did this. And finally, we see Yishvichus Damim, Dechsev, Vegam Damnoki Shafach, Menashe, Harbe Moid, Adeshemila Es Yushlaim Pelape. So innocent blood was spilled by Menashe until the Yushlaim was filled from one side to the other side. Good. We'll go with the Giras of Afanin of the Bach takes up the next few lines, but we'll go with it, just to speak it out. So again, this is a Hemshech of Rabbi Yochanan Torsav or Migdashani, Shahayu Oiskin Batayra of Mitzvahs of Begminas Chasadim Mipnima Charav. So they were involved in Torah, Mitzvahs and Gminas Chasadim. Why was it Charav? And they Shahayse Beisin Eschinim. So, because of Sinas Chinam, so then it was Chorav, and you see therefore that it's on par with the Gimel Averis Chamuris. The Chavetz Chaim, in the beginning of the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, quotes this Chazal, and he says, Kolimar Lashon Hara. So, even though it says Sinas Chinam, it must mean Lashon Hara, because it's not possible, he says, that because of Sinas Chinam that would have brought about the Churban HaBayis. It has to be because of Lashon Hara, like he goes on to speak about the how bad and how destructive Lashon Hara is, specifically the Chetei Hadibur. But it's interesting, because the Gemara says Sinas Chinam, and the Chavetz Chaim says Kolei Marvad, it means Lashon Hara, and it was on par with the Gimel Averes Chamuris. We also know that the gether of Sinas Chinam is an unjustified sinner, and it doesn't have to be a horrible relationship of absolute hatred. But the Gemara says, Heichidami Seine. A Seine is someone who you have not spoken to for 3 days because of some type of a quarrel, some type of a machlikas which you've had with the person. That already is considered to be the Gad Asina. And the Farshim also say, the Rambam writes that the main kapedo is the leisisnes achicha bil vavecha. It shouldn't be that it's kept in one's heart. A person is encouraged to go over to someone else and say, I must tell you, I'm upset with you because of A, B, and C, which you did, and so on. If you still harbor some hatred towards the person, at least it's no longer in your heart. Maybe there might still be problems with Avtarecha Kamecha and other things, but at least there's no problem of Lissisna Sechicha Bilvavecha. Good. So, Kaponim, we see, therefore, that Hagam, that they had Torah and Mitzvahs and Gimlis Chasadim, but because there was Sinas Chinim slash Lashon Hara, you see, therefore, Shkula, Kineged Gimla, Veres Chamures, and so on. Fine. Now, yeah, I'm sorry, this is really it's the next piece where the Bach takes out, but we'll go with the gears of the Faneno. Our gears says, Rishoyim Hayu, Elo Shitalu Bitchinam Bakadosh Baruch Hu. They were Rishoyim, but nevertheless, they placed their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, is that referring to the people in the Bayis Rishon, or the people in the Bayis Sheni? So we say, Asan Migdash Rishon. This is referring to people in the Migdash Rishon. The pasuk says, "Roshah b'sheichad yishpeitu." So they judged with bribes. V'chaneh b'mechir yoyru. Also, there was a price to be kahanim, like we saw. Unevi'eh b'chesef yiksemu. Which is also pele de kazach, implying that even the neviim, the prophets, also were corrupt. Which, you know, it just seems an absolute pele, you know, to the extent that one needs to come on to the, you know, the ladder and the brisa of Rapinchas ben Yair of Terah Mevila, they Zahiris, and Zahiris does Rizis and Tinnakias, and you get to Chasidus and Yiris Chait, and you know, you get to all these stages, how it's possible to be a corrupt Navi. Seems quite a strange thing. Val Hashem, Yisha'enu. But nevertheless, they had a Mish'an, they put a support in Hashem, Leimor Halei Hashem, Mikirbeinu, it seems to be that they had some element of trust in Hashem, and therefore they assumed everything would be fine. Lafikach hevi alei and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gimel gzeris keneged gimel averus shviyadim. Therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them gimel gzeris keneged the gimel averus shviyadim. Now it's interesting. We mentioned in the pasuk three things. We mentioned about how the Rosheh, the Sheikhad Yishpaitu, the Kahanim B'mechir Yairu, and the Nevi'im B'kesef Yiksemu. So is it referring to those three things? Or like some say, no, it's really referring to the Gimel Averes Hamureis. Happens to be, we mentioned three things, but that's not what it's referring to when it says Keneged Gimel Averes Shviyadim. Shneema, where do you see three aspects and elements of Puranis? Shneema, the Pasuk says, Lachein Biglalchem, Tzion Sada Techarash, that's one. Avivshlaim Iyin Tia, which is also, it'll be Dasalet Maharabayis Labamas Yar. So those are three Gzeris and so on. Good. Right, maybe just mention a couple of Horus. they're Chonim Aske Kasha. And they ask this from many different ways, many different angles. We have plenty of other Ma'amori Chazal, which speak about the reason why the bias was Harav. You have the Gemara Nedarim, which says, Shlo Baruch Hu Bater Tchila. We have the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which is also a Maamar of Rabbi Yechon, which says, L'Charav Yishlaim Ela, Al Shehemidu Dineim Al Din Teira. We have a Gemara in Shabbos, which also mentions many, many reasons. So Tesis over there in Bava Metzia on Daf Lamed asks, in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed, it says, Lechar Yishlaim Ela Shemidu Dine Maldin Teira. Meaning they didn't go Lefim Meshus Adin. In fact, Tesis, the Gemara says in Yuma, there was in the Sinas Chidim, was the reason why the Bayi Shein was Harav. So Tesis says, Zev Zegaram. It was both. It was both. It was a combination of there were maimed things al din teira. They never went in the pnimishras adin, and there was an aspect of sin eschinim. The shailas and shuvas pnei Yeshua, which was the grandfather of the pnei Yeshua, he asks and he says, "L'chayr the lashon of loy harva ella al is mashma." This is the reason, not like Tezu, that it was an equal zev as the garam type of combination. So he says that one caused the other, meaning it's because they had sinas chinam, so therefore that's the reason why himidu divreim al din Torah. They were never willing to be mevater. And therefore, now the law is the law, and that is that. But one kind of caused the other one to kick in, and because of that, Yerushalayim was charev. And there's, you know, lots of other answers to this question. Like Baruch HaBater Tchila, you know, the Ran over there quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. That Rabbeinu Yonah says that even though they were learning, but the Torah wasn't chashuv be'einayim, and therefore it didn't have the ability to be mugging on them, you know, to spare them. I mean, the Gemara says in Seitan Daf Chaf Aleph that unlike mitzvahs, kinir mitzvah the Torah are, that a mitzvah isn't mugging, delay be'idna delay asikba. Torah is able to be mugging even be'idna delay asikba. So surely the Torah should have been mugging to the extent that they were asik ba'Torah. And that says the Ran Mishem Rabbeinu Yonah, he says Matzasi Begilas Starim of Rabbeinu Yonah, that to the extent that Leibarcha Bater Tchila, so then they didn't have a Cheshivas in their learning, and they were learning, and there's a discussion what that means. What does it mean? I mean, if they were learning the whole time, what does it mean they didn't have a Cheshivas in it? Some say they were only learning just to know what to do, but they were lacking in the Lishma, Shiba. And there's a big deal in the Rishonim and Achrayim. If a person learns Torah Shalei Lishma, you know, will you be privy to all of the things? You know, famously, Reb Chaim Vital says, anyone who claims he's learning Torah Lishma, Rabbi Meir is makhashim. Because Rabbi Meir says, and he gives a whole regime of things. So says Reb Chaim Vital, if you're tiny, you're learning Torah Lishma, and you don't have all these things, you're not learning Torah Lishma. And some say, it's only if you're learning Torah Lishma. And the Chazon Ish writes in an Igeres, also he says all of the tremendous haflaga, all the things which Chazal speak about the godless of Torah, if a person learns the Iyun Uba Melos Ubi Yigia. But if you're just doing it as a Hechatimsa, merely just to kind of, you know what to do, I have to do a mitzvah, I need to know the rule book. But you're not doing it because you want to be mizdavik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mizchaber and understand and on an avshikas v'syavis to know that I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I want to be mishtasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that you're willing to be misyagei and omel and so on. That's why the Chazon Ish, I think it's his very first igeris that he writes about how he's upset that in his days already people don't learn the Marsha, and he says, you know, you have to be misamel. Learn the Mashal. Mashal is a shvera limud, and it can only come if you're working really hard to understand Rashi and Tesis, and then you can understand, oh, this must be what the Mashal is asking. Al kaponim, that's what some say about the ways to be miyash of the various chazals, which seem to imply that there were different things which are the cause of the various churbanis. He also quotes over here from the Netziv in Meremi Sada, who says that even though we find in the time of the Bayis Sheni that there was plenty of Shvichas Damim going on, plenty, but he says, Zog the Netziv, and this very much resonates, I think, with us nowadays, and in many, many times in history, he says, Lo yayezeh b'machsheves iser, ela b'machsheves mitzvah. They all thought they were doing a mitzvah and they were killing each other. Interesting, that's called being done with Tavschus. He did it out of Taiva. So they didn't done with Tavschus. Elamachmas Sinas Chinam, Shabahem, Shoftu, Katstoiki, Vapikiris, Mitzvah Lahargoi. They immediately judged the person and said that the fellow's an Apikiris, and so on. So Nimtza Sha'awidea Sinas Chinam, Misrabe. So in other words, you know, what really caused you know, the sinas chinam, what caused the shpichas damim was ultimately the sinas chinam. That was the root of everything. They didn't deal with tzich l'shem and tzich as such. Good. Fine. Frag the Gemara Kasha. Uba migdash rishon loy havi beis sinas chinam. You want to tell me the bias rishon that wasn't sinas chinam? Vaksev meguri cherev hoyu es ami. Meaning, they were maguri, they were scared of the sword of my nation, l'chein sefeik el yarech. Therefore, I will smite them on the thigh. V'amar Rav Elazar, elu b'nei Adam, sha'eich lena v'sheisen ze'im ze'im, v'dekrin ze'e ze'e, v'charvei shabul shenam. Meaning, they seem to externally like each other, and they would sit down and they would dine together, but they would attack each other with the swords in their tongue. Meaning, they were two-faced, and so on. There was clearly sinas chinam even in the time of the Bais Rishon. So, says the Gemara, he b'nesiyei Yisrael havoi. That is referring specifically to the nesiyei Yisrael who did that. Chziv zak v'helal. To cry and to wail, Ben Adam. Kihi ha'isa ba'ami, this took place in my nation. Ratanya zak v'hela Ben Adam, yachol lakol, tamalei mehi v'chol nesiyei Yisrael. This was something which was prevalent amongst the nesiyei Yisrael specifically. Now what didn't spread to the Hamayna? Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lazar, the Amri Tavayu, Rishenim shnezgala avaynam nezgala kitzam. Meaning there was a maila in the Rishonim insofar as it was out in the open what they did. They did the Gimel Averes Chamuros, but it was Nisgala, Avoinam. Rashi says, Lo hayu mechasin pishayim. Meaning, and they were very open about it. And like the Gemara says elsewhere, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which speaks, we know there was a Yitzra Davayidu Zara, which they say was the most difficult of all of the Yitzra Haraz. And something that even the great tzaddikim wouldn't have been able to have withstand, like the Maaseh with Rav Ashi and Menashe over there in Sanhedrin. So they did what they did out in the open. Rishonim shnezgala v'inim nezgala kitzam. So therefore it was said that they will be in Galus for 70 years. Whereas acharonim shnezgala v'inim, everything was done concealed and secretly. And there was a sinas chinam belibam. Then loy nizgala kitzam. The kates has yet to be nizgala. Om Rabbi Yechanan taiva tzipiran shal rishenim mikresan shal achreinim. Better is the external bit of the rishenim, the fingernail, which is something external, than the innards, the keres, the stomach of the achreinim, because everything by the achreinim was concealed and so on. Let me just see if I can bring this up for a minute. There is a just to mention quickly, there is a Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says on the pasuk, "Imu chateichem kashanim, kasheleg yalbino." So the Yerushalmi and Shabbos darshans that if your sins will be like shanim, which is something which is dyed red, then kasheleg yalbino, your sins will become white like snow. Zakti Yerushalmi Barishin. That's referring to the Migdash Rishon. The Migdash Rishon Hayachut Shel Zahiris Malbin Kasheleg. It would whiten like snow. Continues the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Im Yadimu Ketela. But if it will be red like crimson, like the crimson dye itself, Ketzema Yiyu, then I will whiten your sins like tzema, like white fleece. Zakvi Yerushalmi v'sheni, meaning b'migdashini, lo yaya malbin rak tzemer. It would only whiten like tzemer. Zakta v'esim chapirish. Shashani huchut lavan b'tzeva adim. She says, when we speak about shani, that is a white string, and it's got a superficial dye, which was placed onto it. Zakta v'esim chakein hayu Yisrael b'migdash rishon. Nizgala avoinam, like it says in Parakama de Yuma. Sha'avoinam loy haya rak begolui, meaning the oven which they did was only external. It was superficial. Avo pnimis levavam Hayamole Avas Hatera Avas Yisrael. The people in the Bayis region, Hagam, that they did the Gimel Averes Chamuris, but Lamaisa, and obviously one needs to understand how can you get to Ritzicha if it's Mole Avas Yisrael. Well, Kabbalim, now he says that's what it was. Kamesha Omer, like it says, Yishami and Peya. Mipni Ma. And so on. So that's what he says. So therefore, it would whiten like snow. Meaning it's like the actual red dye itself. Sineschinam or malshinais, lachin rak katsemer yiyu, v'loy hayamal bin kashelik. Therefore, you know, when the sins would be whitened, they would only be whitened like fleece, which is not as white as snow. So that's what the Yerushalmi darshins, the difference between the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Sheni, and that's the Gemara saying over here. The better is tziporin of the Rishonim, and the kresen shel achreinim, because they were rotten to the core in their insides, insofar as the lave was lucky. Good. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amalei Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Adar Abba, Achareinim Adifi, Abba Gav De'ika, Shibud Malchis, Kaski Batera. You look at the Mesiris Nefesh, all the people who lived in the time of the Bayis Sheni, even though there was persecution going on, nevertheless, they were Isaac Batera. Amalei Zakta Birchanan Bira Tichiach Shechazel Lirushenem Lichazel Achreinim. That the Beis Hamikdash itself should disprove you, because it came back to the people of the Bayis region, but did not come back to the people of the Bayis Sheni. Shalosh Rabbi Elazar Rishenem Gedolim Achreinim Gedolim. Who is greater, the people in the Bayis region, the Bayis Sheni? Amalei Tzinei Nechem Bebira. Take a look at the Beis Hamikdash and see what came back for you. The Amri, Amalehem, Eidechem Bira, the proof, the testimony, is in the Bira, in the Beis Hamikdash. So, Reish Lakish, Avi Yisachi B'Yardina. Reish Lakish was swimming in the Yarden. Also, Rabba Barbachana, Yarv Lei Yada. And he stretched out his hand to assist him. I guess he was coming out. Amalei, kind of fascinating. This is kind of what Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Bar Bachana as he was stretching out his hand. Amalei Aleika Sanina Lechu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates you people from Babel. She says in the middle of the page, Sanina Lechu Lechol B'nei Babel Shlei Alu B'mei Ezra U'monai Shechina Milavi Milashiv Lishreis B'bayi Sheni. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates the B'nei Babel because such a small percentage of the Yidden were Oila in the times of Ezra, so that caused that the Shekhinah was a mere shadow of what it was in the time of the Bayis region. Which we darshan, if you make yourself strong like a wall, Valis and Kochim Bimei Ezra, and all of you would have gone up in the time of Ezra, Nimshaltem, Kekasef. Then you would have been compared to silver, She'ein Rekiv Shelet Bay. It's not something which decays. Achshiv Shalisim, Kedlosis, Nimshaltem. Kedlosis, Nimshaltem, Ke'erez. So now that you kind of only came up like a door, which is half open, half closed, some came, some didn't. So then you are nimshal to cedar, sharekev shelet bay, which is something which is, it's possible to rot. Sharekev shelet bay. So you are my eres. What does it mean that you're nimshal to eres? Amar ula sas meyer. This is like some type of a worm which burrows its way in through wood. My sas meyer. Amar rebi abom. So what's the marshal to what happened in the time of the Bayis Sheni? Basco, Kedetanya, Mishameis, Nevi'im, Achreinim, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Mestalka, Ruch HaKodesh, Yisrael, Vadayin, Hoyu, Mishtamshin, Bebasco. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, Amr Baba Basco, Mishtayer, Lehu, Tashe nishar min ha'erez miktas muat. So just like if you have wood, there's a little of it which remains after the worm goes through the wood. So there's like a little bit epesis geblibin from our heyday when there was nevuah, when there was Ruach HaKodesh. So now they're just mishtamish bebaskol. It's a little bit of a remnant, like what's left over after the worm has made its way through the wood. Now, Fregdi Gemarkasha, and the fact that Reish Lakish opened up a public discussion to Rabbi Barbachana, that is very noteworthy. Fregdi Gemar, Reish Lakish, mi mishtoi bahadi Rabbi Barbachana, uma Rabbi Lazar, the Mara the Ari Yisrael, the Yisrael Havo. Valeyavi mishtoi Reish Lakish bahadi. So now that Rabbi Lazar, who was the Mara the Asher in Eretz Yisrael, and nevertheless, Reish Lakish would not open up a discussion with him in public. The mana, the mishtoi Reish Lakish bahadei b'shuk, yavolei iska b'leisadi. Meaning, anyone who was worthy enough and chashiv enough that Reish Lakish would speak to him in public in the marketplace, people concluded he must be a big tzaddik, and they would give the person business. They would give him some whatever commodity he wanted to buy, without any witnesses and so on. He was a trustworthy person. So Bahadi Rabba Barbachana Mishtoi. So word Reish Lakish. Speak to Rabba Barbachana. Amar Papa Shadi Gavi Binayi. You have to kind of throw another person in between. If you look at Rashi says Shadi Gavi Binayi. He says, Oy as a reichitz tachlif, oy as a poishit. Either the one who was bathing, switch, or the one who extended his arm, switch. Meaning, says Rashi, E, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, havi ha-reichetz, Ze'iri poshet le'hayat. Ze'iri was the one who extended out his arm. As we'll see, Ze'iri was an Adam Godel b'yosef. Oy, Rabba Barbachana, poshet le'hayat, Rabba Lazar, havi ha-reichetz. So we'll have to make some type of a change. So we say that Reish Lakish havi viziri, oy Rabba Barbachana havi Rabba Lazar. So if it was Ziri, Ziri was so great. He was mishichmei v'lamala, head and shoulders above everyone else. So then clearly that was a clear exception, and everyone knew that Ziri was a different story. But being that Rabba Barbachana was not necessarily head and shoulders above the rest, it would have been strange that Reish Lakish afforded him that special treatment. Good. Says the Gemara, he also. He also like I made the Rabbi Yochanan. So when Reish Lakish came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, Lav Hainu Taima. So Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. But Reish Lakish came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and he told him the story. And Reish Lakish said to him, you know, I told Rabbi Barbachana that HaKadosh Baruch was angry with the Bnei Bavel. And had the Bnei Bavel come up, then the Bayis Sheni, the Sheni would have been intense, and it would have been amazing, just like it was in the time of the Bayis Rishon. So that's what I told Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei, he said, La'av ha'i taima, the inami sliku kulu b'mei Ezra le'avi shayi Sheni b'mei Sheni. Even if all of them would have come up, that would not have been sufficient to cause the Shekhinah to rest Bimei Ezra in the time of the Mikdash Sheni. Tachsiv. Because the Vazik says, Yaft Elikim LeYefes and for Yishkoina Ba'al LeShem. Meaning, Afal Gav DeYefes, the Yaft Elikim LeYefes, excuse me, even though the Kadosh Baruch Hu causes there to be a certain beauty to Yefes, Eina Shekhinah Shura Ela Ba'al LeShem. Meaning to say, when the children of Shem built the Beis HaMikdash, i.e. Klal Yisrael, so then, Yishkain Ba'al Hashem. So then there's going to be a Shekhinah Ba'al Hashem. But if it's going to be the children of Yefes who are going to be responsible or partly responsible for building or rebuilding the Bayis, like it was with the Parsiim, like the Gemara is going to show and prove that the Parsiim were descendants of Yefes, there's no way that can cause the Shekhinah to reside in its full glory. It's the Avol Gav, the Yaf Telegim LeYefes. Nevertheless, Eina Shekhinah Shira Ela Ba'al Hashem. The Frag the Gemara, Uparsoye Menalan and the Miyafis Kasu. Where do we know? I mean, you or Rabbi Yochanan are assuming that the Persians were descendants of Yafis. Where do you know that? So now the Gemara is going to go into a lengthy discussion showing who comes from who and different lands. And there's a big discussion as to which lands we're referring to and lots of different pshatim. And actually, looked at the art scrolls, got a lot of very interesting maps and discussions as to which areas they might be referring to this man as that. But there is a big deal as to what names they are and which areas they are nowadays and so on. Let's see. So, Frag the Gemara. Uvar soyim and nolan the miyafis kasu. Tachsev, it says, b'nei yafis geymer umagig umadei v'yavin v'suv olameshech v'siris. So these are the children of Yafis. So, Goymer, who is that? Ze Gramamia. Or says the Goyne, Germania. So that is referring to Gramamia, Germania. Mogoy Gezu Kandio. That is referring to Kandio. Okay, or some Swarm Chemis is the Bach Mode Kimashmo. Yavan Kimashmo. Tuval Ze Base Unaiki. Meshech is Musia. Tiras, who is Tiras? Tiras is the youngest son of Yafis, and that's going to be relevant a bit later on, but Tiras is the youngest son. Pligiba Rav Simai V'Rabbanan, V'Amila Rav Simai V'Rabbanan, Chad Amar Zu Beis Taraiki, V'Chad Amar Zu Paras. And some says, no, this isn't the Persian nation. So the Persian nation, when they were the youngest, they came from the youngest child of Yafis. Tanya Rav Yosef, Tiras Zu Paras. in which case we see this is the riot of Yochanan that the Paras came from Yafis. So that was Yochanan's raya, that it was the fact that the Klal Yisrael did not come up in Bnei Ezra, that was not the reason, that was not the cause to the lack of Shechina. The reason is because Yaftel Kim Yafis Aber Yishkoin only if it's built through and by through shame, not through Yafis, not through the Persians and so on. Fine. So that was Yafis. What about Ham's descendants? And now we kind of mention Agav. We mentioned Bnei Kush. So Kush was one of the sons of Ham. So it mentions about the sons of Kush. It says Savar v'Chavila, and it says v'Savta v'Rama v'Savtacha. So we say Tani Rav Yosef Sakistan Gavaisa v'Sakistan Biryasa. We know there's a lot of stans in Afghanistan and Pakistan and lots of stans. Stan means like an area or a country. So the Gemara says this refers to Sakistan, the inner Sakistan and the outer Sakistan. Again, which areas is this referring to? Some say it's referring to the Afghanistan/Iran region. And some say, well, to the extent that this is the sons of Kush, which came from Ham, we are assuming that they went to Africa. And therefore some say it's referring to the area of Algeria. But nevertheless, it's a very large area, either the whole kind of Afghanistan-Iran region or the Algerian region. Anyway, Sakistan Gavaisa, the inner Sakistan, and Sakistan Baraisa, Bein Chadal Chadal between each one, there are Mea Parsi, 100 Parsois, the Kefa, Alpha Parsi, and the whole circumference of the outer one is 1,000 Parsois, which is a vast amount of land. Pasuk continues. It says, Vatihi, Rishis, the Mamlachte, Bovel, the Erech, the Akkad, the Chalna. So we dash, Bovel is referring to Kimashma. It's referring to Babylonia. Erech, ze Urichus. Akkad, ze Baskar. Kalna, ze Nefer Ninfe. It's referring to the area of Nefer Ninfe. Okay, Pasuk says, Min Ha'oritz, Ahi, Yotza, Ashur. From this land came Ashur, which we say is Assyria. Tani Rabbi Yosef Ashur ze Silak. This is referring to the area called Silak. It says Vayiven es Ninve. He built Ninve es Rechaves Ir es Kalach. So Ninve Kimashmo Rechaves Ir Zu Prastination. That's referring to Prastination again, some area which has to do with the Euphrates River, but it's the Prastination area. And Kalach is Zu Prastamursif, also somewhere along the Euphrates River. There's the Prastamation and there's the Prastamursif. Then Vesuresin Bein Ninve Ubein Kalach, Hia Ir Hagdaila. So Resen ze Aktisfein. Resen is referring to Aktisfein. And then it says, now it mentions Resen and Ninve Kalach, and then it says it's the Ir Hagdaila. So which one of the aforementioned cities is the Ir Hagdaila? Here Ir Hagdaila, Eini Eidea im Ninve o Ir Hagdaila, im Resen o Ir Hagdaila. I mean, it begins with Resen and ends off Ir Hagdaila. And it also mentions, it says, Bein Resen, Bein Ninve. So is Ninve the Ir Hagdaila? So, yeah, Eini Eidea im Ninve Ir Hagdaila, im Resen Ir Hagdaila. When it says in Sefer Yonah, when it says v'ninve ha'isa ir gedela l'lekim ha'alach shleish salafim ha'vayim v'ninve hi ha'ir ha'gedela, that must be the ir ha'gedela which the pasuk is referring to. Good. Agav, you know, we mentioned names of different places and so on, so now we're mentioning the names which appear by the Meraglim when Kalev went off to Davin in Hebron. At Maris Machpelah, it says Vesham Achiman Sheshai Vesalma Yelidi Hanok. So there were these great giants. So we say Tana Achiman. Who was Achiman? He was Meyuman Shiva Achim. He was like from the greatest of the brothers. So of all of the giants, he was the greatest. Okay, Sheshai. Shemasim es aritz kishchisus, and he was so big that when he would travel, right, he caused the land to be somewhat destroyed in his wake. Rashi says b'psiyosav in his footsteps. Talmai shemasim es aritz tlamim tlamim, he would cause furrows to be made when he would walk. The Bach and the Gaon take out Davar Acher. Achiman bana Anas, he built the place called Anas. Sheje bana alush, talmei bana talbush. What's pshat in Yelidi ha'anak? Shemanikim hachama bekeimasam. Meaning they would like dwarf the sun with their stature. She says they meshit savar in nekev oila bechalena rakia. Meaning was they were so big that they would you almost couldn't see the sun. Good. So the Gemara Rishu ben Levi Amar Rebbe. Fine, so just to put things in perspective. So we had over here a discussion as to were the Yidden at the time of Ezra somewhat responsible for causing the Shechina not to be manifest in the Bayis Sheni? Ish Lakish said yes. And that's why Ish Lakish told Rabbi Bar Bachana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry and hates the Bnei Bavel because it's because of that the Shechina was not Shruya. And Rabbi Yechon says it's not true, nothing to do with that. The din is Yaftalikim Yafes, Vishkim Ole Shem, and the only time the Shechina would have been Shruya is if it would have been done through Achbarak, through the building of Shem, being that the Parseim were involved in the Binyan of the Bayis Sheni, and the Parseim were descendants of Yafes. That's the reason why the Bayis, as the Gemara is going to say later on, we're going to say there were five things which were lacking in the Bayis Sheni, the Gemara Dash, the classic of the Ikavada, the extra hay. Five things which were lacking, and one of them was the Shechina. Okay, so the Gemara writes, "Am Rishu ben Levi, Am Rebbe, Asida Reimi Shetipo biad Paras." In the future, Reimi will fall to the hands of Paras. Shenema. Let's take a look at this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lochein Shimu Atzas Hashem." Listen to the Eitz of Hashem. Asher Yoatz El Edim Umachshav Yisov. Asher chashav el yesh v'yseiman im loy yischavum tziri hatzoin. Meaning, if it won't be that, like the tziri hatzoin, the youngest of the flock, Im lo yashim aleihem naveim. If they won't cause their nave, their abode, to become desolate. Meaning the youngest of the flock will cause Edom to become desolate. Now, if you recall, three lines down on a page when we mentioned the children of Yefes, we said Bnei Yefes, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Yavan, Vatuvo, Umeshech, Vesiras. And we said Sirus being the youngest, and we said Sirus was referring to Paras. So it's a reference to the youngest of the flock of Yefes, who is Paras. So therefore says Rashi ben Levi, Vishim Rebbe, that you see in the future that Adam will fall to the youngest of the flock. So Maskev La Rabba Bar Ula. And second, where do you see it necessarily refers to Paras? My Mashma Dahai Tsi'iri Hatzlein Parasu. Why do you say that? Because it says Ha'ayel Asher Reis Balakanayim Malchei Madei Paras. So you see that there's an illusion that they are compared to like a flock. They're an ayel. They're Eina Yavim. Maybe it's referring to the Greek nation. Maybe the Greeks will be the ones who eventually will topple the Romans. So it mentions also in reference to like a goat, which is part of the flock. Maybe it's referring to Yavin. So that was Rabbi Bar Ula's kasha on Rabbi Shimon Levi. So Kisolik Rav Chaviva Bar Surmaki Amra Kameida Umer Abonin. He said over Rabbi Bar Ula's kasha. Amar Lein, he said, Man of the Yada Prushi Kroy. Someone who doesn't know how to explain Psukim. Meisif Tiyuftel Rebbe? He's going to go and start asking kashas on Rebbe? I mean, Rabbi Shimon Levi is quoting Rebbe's drasha. And Rebbe said that Rome will fall beyond Paras. And Rabbi Bar Ula is asking a kasha that maybe it's referring to Yavon. How can you ask a kasha? You don't understand Psukim. My theory had said, what does it mean, the youngest of the flock? The Tani Rabbi Yosef Tirza Zeparas. We said before, the youngest of the flock, we said a Brisa, Bishem Rabbi Yosef's Brisa, Rabbi Yosef taught over the Brisa, which said it's a clear reference to Paras. So they are the youngest of the flock. We don't find that Yavon were the youngest of the flock, in which case it must be referring to, specifically to Persia. I'm a Rabbi Bar Bachana, or Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe Loi. He also says the same thing. A Sidur Reini should keep all biyad paras. The Rome will fall in the hands of the Persians. Kal v'chemer, and it's a Kal v'chemer. Oma Mikdash Rishon Shibon Uhu B'nei Shema. The Mikdash Rishon, which is so strong and so powerful, and it had the Shechina insofar as it was built by the children of Shem, the Bavliim destroyed it. Naflu Kasdim Biad Parsiim. And nevertheless, the Kasdim were toppled by the Persians. So Migdash Rishon was built by Shem. The Babylonians destroyed it. And the Persians were able to destroy them. So you see the incredible power of the Parsiim. So Migdash Sheni Shibanu Parsiim Ichrivu Ramiim. That the Persians built it, and the Romans were the ones who destroyed it. Ein adin sheyiplu remiim biad parsiim. Sure, the Persians will have the ability to go and destroy the Romans. A little bit interesting, the Kal v'chomer, need to work out exactly what's the Kal, what's the Chomer, and so on. Al Kobanim says Rabbi the Rebbe Loi, just like Rebbe, that is, you know, quite fascinating / scary as to, you know, what's going to happen to Achris Hayomim, as to whether or not Iran will be, you know, in charge. And, you know, because the Gemara is saying that Sidur Reini should keep all biyad paras in the future. So we have Rebbe who says that. And we have Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Loi who says that. Amar Rav, Sidur paras should keep all biyad Reini.
Does that mean that Iran or Persia is Gogomogog?
Well, exact question is, does that mean that they're Gogomogog? If they are Goyig and Magog or not, I don't know. If it's, you know, Goyig and Magog, I don't know the answer to that. It's a big machlokes rishonim who Goyig and Magog are. I don't know. Amar Rav, Sidur Paras Shetipo V'yad Reini. So Rav says no. He says in the future, Paras will fall V'yad Reini. So Amru le Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav. That doesn't make sense. Banuye b'yad sasurei. What, the ones who built the bayis will fall to the ones who destroyed the bayis? I mean, what schus do the Romans have that they're going to be victorious? Amru lehu in. He said yes. Gzeiras Melech. This is the Gzeiras Melech. Igdamri Amar Inu Nami Hakosasri B'nei Kanishta. Don't think that the Persians were so great. They also destroyed a lot of Baltic Kinesias in their day, and therefore they're not as righteous as you would like us to believe. Tanya Nami Achyosida Paras. Shetibo Biad Remi. They will fall to the hands of the Romans. Hada, the Sasri B'nei Kanishta. Number one, because they were involved in the destruction of many Baltic Nisiyas. V'oid gzeres melechu, sheyiplu bainin b'yad seisrin. That the ones who built will fall into the hands of the ones who destroyed the Bayesheni. The Amar of Yudah, Amar Rav, ein bein David ba, ad shetifshet malchus reimi harashah, b'chol oilam kule tishach adashim. The Mashiach will only come after the Malchus of Rumi will spread in the world for 9 months. What is the Raya? Because the Pasuk says, L'chein yitnim eid eis yeleda yalada, the yaseach of Yeshuvin al b'nei Yisrael. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu will surrender them until the time that the one who gives birth. Meaning here there's a reference to eis yeleda yalada, meaning a period of 9 months. So it's only after that period of Eis Yeleda Yelada, after the 9 months, then the Yaseach of Yeshuvan al b'nei Yisrael, then, you know, the rest of his brothers, you know, will return with the b'nei Yisrael. But it's only after that period, the 9 month period, which Edom will be in control, then and only then will the Mashiach come, and then will be the Geula. Let us call it here.